When the allegations, which include incidents of unwanted kisses, hugging, and in one instance, groping under an aide's blouse, first became known, the governor was contrite. He denied any wrongdoing, but he said in early March that he did not mean for any of his actions to harm anyone.
And I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it.
The governor, after some initial resistance, gave Attorney General James a referral to conduct an investigation. He seemed to express confidence in the fairness of the probe, and he urged New Yorkers to withhold judgment until its outcome.
I will fully cooperate with it, and then you will have the facts and make a decision when you know the facts.
But not long afterward, Cuomo and his aide started calling James' motives into question. After the AG received a referral from the state controller to expand her investigation into allegations that Cuomo improperly used staff to help him write and promote a memoir, senior advisor Rich Azzopardi told the New York Times that both the controller and the attorney general have spoken to people about running for governor. Azzopardi said it was unethical to wield criminal referral authority to further their political self-interest. Cuomo says staff volunteered to help him with his book. Lately, when the governor's asked by reporters about the probe, his answers often include a reference to the AG's possible political motivations.
I don't want to comment on the ongoing review, and I think everybody's aware of politics in Albany and political realities.
And Cuomo, who earlier asked everyone not to form opinions about the allegations until the probe is finished, has now begun making his own predictions about the report's outcome. In late April, he was asked if he would resign or accept disciplinary measures if the AG concludes that the governor violated the state's sexual harassment laws. Cuomo says he thinks he'll be exonerated.
The report can't say anything different because I didn't do anything wrong.
He's made increasingly clear that he has no intention of leaving office.
I'm not resigning, and I'm doing my job every day.
Cuomo's remarks led Deborah Katz, the attorney for one of his accusers, Charlotte Bennett, to compare the governor's actions to those of former President Donald Trump, who often dismissed allegations against him as a political witch hunt. Katz, in a statement, says Cuomo's newfound allegations of political motivation are a dangerous and transparent effort to undermine public confidence in the investigation in order to try to save his political career. Kat says if the probe finds Cuomo violated state laws, then he must resign, or the legislature has to act to remove him from office. There's no indication when James might be finished with her probe. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.